Hi, this is Arv from Pull for Crown, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
Mind, taking you back way back to their first album, I believe it was, called T-Bird Rhythm from 1982. That's almost 30 years ago. That's the Fabulous Thunderbirds and the Monkey. Shades of some early Coasters numbers in there. Opening up The Raven and the Blues on Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA, on Talk Radio Europe on the coasts of Spain, and of course across the world as a podcast. Welcome to the programme. My name is Dave Raven. In the show, as always, the usual mix of both new and old, strong hard blues and stuff which is nearly blues but not quite, but as far as I'm concerned fits within the remit of the programme. Some emails and some thanks and various other bits and bobs too. Let's move to a brand new album which is coming out, I think, towards the end of this month. Early February, in fact. Danny Bryant's Red Eye Band. Danny was a guest here some year and a half ago, I guess. This must be his, what, eighth album, I suppose it must be? Seventh or eighth album. It's called Just As I Am, and here is the first track on it called Shut Out the Light.
Apart, awkward silence and a sideways glance, like your final warning or your very last chance. Changing your loving, changing your touch, it's the smallest things that hurt so much.
They'll be touring. I say they. Diane Bryant will be touring in February in the UK. Whether the rest of the band are coming too, I don't know. But anyway, it's his new album, seventh album, and that's the album called Just As I Am, recorded in Norfolk, and the first track from it called Shut Out the Light. Okay, good electric blues there from a UK guy. Let's go to the States now. An album which came out last year. It's called Live and Mo, which gives you a slight clue who it might be. Here he is, Keb Mo with Government Cheese. Take indeed on the benefits or otherwise of welfare food handouts in the States. That Sting from the new album came out in October last year, Live and Mo. And you may be thinking, that doesn't sound very live, but it's not. About four tracks on the album actually are studio recordings, that's one of them. It's almost like sort of a combination of some new tracks and some live tracks put together. It's Keb's first album since he left Sony Records, so it's his first independent release, and it could therefore be he's done something he's wanted to do for a long time, or perhaps he didn't have enough new material to put a new album together, and so thought, I know what I'll do. I'll put the four tracks I've got together with some great studio, or sorry, some great live stage performances, and that'll be the new album. Anyway, it's rather fine. It's called Live and Mo, came out October or thereabouts of last year, and Government Cheese. An album which came out some 6 years ago now called Southern in My Soul comes from the big George Jackson blues band, and here they are with Biscuits and Molasses.
Biscuits and molasses, boy. Biscuits and molasses will do. Well, I was going off the baseball practice, tired as I could be. Well, going off the baseball, tired as I could be. I got a young little boy with no energy. I said, Mama, Mama, she said, biscuits and molasses, biscuits and molasses will do.
I'm afraid to say, I don't like biscuits and molasses. like that, like the number, but not the food itself. Big George Jackson and his blues band from Southern In My Soul. A good archetypal blues number. It sounds like lots of other blues numbers, but rather fine too. Biscuits and Molasses. Emails that have come in. Mark Lewis, thank you for your kind messages, or message singular. And you were talking about Mike Harrison. I met Mike when he was launching his album in the Borderline Club. What about two? I suppose it must be 3 years ago now. And haven't spoken to him since. But he was going to be coming to do a session here. That was the plan. I think he lived then and still may live now somewhere in Essex area, but anyway, never, like so many sessions that are meant to be, never materialised. And I will look up Jim Kirkpatrick, thanks for the heads up on that, and make contact with him. If you'd like to drop me an email, it'd be great to hear from you wherever you are in the world. Pretty simple email address, dave@raven.dj. Somebody else who's made contact, somebody we've featured on the show many times over the years, and he's coming to the UK, Leighton Phoenix, out of America originally, but now living in Scandinavia. He's going to be in the UK in February, and he'll be coming to do a session here round about mid-February, so looking forward to that. And also, one more while I'm talking about it, Doug Tapp, thank you for your kind message from Australia, and listening to the show in a temperature of 38 degrees Celsius. Yeah, I know. And again, comments, you're one of many to comment about Madam George from Astral Weeks. Thanks for your comments, and also Joe Vetzel in the States, who sort of said something similar to the effect of that you should be playing 10-minute tracks because that's the way that free-form radio should work. But going back to Doug's email, you mentioned Astral Weeks live at the Hollywood Bowl CD, which is, if you think, a better version of Madam George. Now, I haven't heard that, so I must dig it out and listen to it, because you think it's a warmer, more mellow sound. And as you agree, as I've said, I think Doug, I think Van Morrison is getting better and better as he gets older. Okay, where do I go now? An album which caused lots of emails when I started playing it for the first time in the summer of last year. Haven't featured them for a while. They're from Italy. They're called the Paltan Blues Band. And what they do, or what they've done on this album, is to make the songs of Robert Johnson in the dialect of the Venice area of Italy. Here is a track called Via Cadirento in Cucina. Now, the cucina may give you a clue. It's called Come Into My Kitchen.
che devoto ta casa vaya. Ti devi qua, trento in cucina, che devoto ta casa vaya.
Tribute albums side by side, both from around about the same point in time. First of all, you heard from an album which came out the beginning of last year from the band from Northern Italy called Paltan Blues Band, based in the Venice area, the Veneto dialect, and it's a complete album of the songs of Robert Johnson called Tutta Stenote and Da Quento in Cucina, or Come Into My Kitchen. And then the second tribute is from Rory Block, her album which came out towards the end of 2008, that's right, early 2009, called A Tribute to Sun House. There is a number called Dry Spell Blues. great stuff indeed. Two acoustic guitars and also accordion from the Paltown Blues Band. It's the Raven and the Blues. Here's somebody we haven't featured for about 3 years on the show. His name is Eric Gebhardt, otherwise Redmouth Gebhardt, and his last album, which we featured way back in 2007, was called Sir Redmouth. He's been promoted. He's got a new album out called Saint Redmouth, and it's just been released. Bit of bad news: when he was recording it in Alabama, he found out that his record label, Blues in London Records, were shutting down, and so therefore it's an independent sort of release, basically. And it's just been issued now. At least I've just got hold of, it may have been out in the States a little while, but I've got my copy right now. Again, it's the mix before of... It's sort of like, how can I describe it best? Tom Waits meets John Lee Hooker, I suppose, in some ways. And here he is, though, with the first track on the album, which is called... I Don't Want to Wake No More.
Going to bed and I don't want to wake no more. Going to bed and I don't want to wake no more. No, 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 I don't want to wake no more. They worked me hard and I don't. Me hard, I don't want to wake no more. No, 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 I don't want to wake no more. Y'all done me wrong, I don't want to wake no more. Y'all done me wrong. My mother, she told me, and I don't want to wake up. But I know I don't want to wake no more. My love, she left me, and I don't want to wake no more. My love, she left me, and I don't. I'm going.
going home and I don't want to wake no more. If you're listening to this show on Saturday and you're in New Orleans, that's where he is, at the with Lightning Lee in the Saturn Bar. And on the 27th, he's in Huntsville, Alabama, Biloxi, Mississippi, which is his hometown, Rusty Robots, towards the end of the month. And then loads more dates. You'll find loads of information on his MySpace page. And you'll find the link to that on the Raven and the Blues page, of course, as always, raven.dj/R&B. On his MySpace page, he puts influences Bullfrog Brown, you can see that, and also Chucky Vice. You can definitely see that as well. Good stuff indeed. That's Eric the Red Gerbhardt from Alabama and his new album, which is called Saint Redmouth. Staying with new albums and somebody much closer to home now as we head to Wales and a girl making her debut on the show. I say girl, but she's only in her 20s. Her name is Cherry Lee Mewis. Her new album is a mix of kind of country and blues, and it's rather fine. And I'm hoping that she's going to come and do a session here on the boat sometime in 2010. So here he is, making her debut on the show. First track off the album. This is a track which is called Travelling Light.
I'm travelling light, 'cause my man is gone, and from now on I'm travelling light. Say goodbye. Took my heart away. So from today I'm traveling light. No.
Her debut album, I think it is. Let me just have a look at the paperwork here. Yeah. Oh, no, it's 2 years on, so it's her second album. This is Cherry Lee Mewis. The album is called Southbound Train, a mix of tracks that she wrote herself and also material from Coco Taylor and Memphis Minnie. And that one, originally a jazz blues number called written by Johnny Mercer, and Travelling Light. And we'll play some other stuff from it in the weeks to come, and you'll hear the different ranges in her tone. But she's a good-looking girl, too. Cherry Lee Mewis and Southbound Train, her debut on the show. It's The Raven and the Blues, and now an album which came out last year called My Lady Don't Love My Lady. Good title. Brian Lee. Here he is with Reconsider Me.
Hello, baby. Yes, it it's really me. After all the wrong that I've done, I bet you're surprised to see me. Of me.
Album is brand new, came out towards the end of last year. It's called My Lady Don't Love My Lady. His name is Brian Lee out of New Orleans, and it's a really fun album. It's produced by Duke Robillard. It's got Buddy Guy in there too, Kenny Wayne Shepherd also, and a great brass section as well. The problem with for artists these days, when you can buy tracks from the album rather than the complete album, because, I mean, we've all experienced in our time going out to buy a CD or before that an LP, and coming back and realising there are only 3 out of the 9 tracks that you actually like. But when you can go to places like eMusic and listen to all the tracks and say, oh, I like that one, don't like that one, you end up sort of picking and choosing, really, which is not the way the artist would have liked you to buy his stuff, or their stuff, basically. On this album, I went to eMusic and I heard the first track and went, yes, buy it. Second track, yes, buy it. In the end, I bought every track on the album. It's that good. It's called My Lady Don't Love My Lady. As I say, you can get it on eMusic and iTunes, other places too. Brian Lee with a track which is called Reconsider Me. Let's move now to an album which came out 5 years ago, Dr. Duke Tomato. The album is You've Got the Problem, and here he is with a great title, The Moaning After Blues.
The sun came up as I fell down. There was laughter all around. Yeah, I have the moaning after blues. The civil war inside my head. Both sides are losing. Think I'll stay in bed. Yeah, I have the moaning after blues. Pain from my head my toe, I get better, but woo, got a long way to go. I do the two-step to the sink and back. I take a little drink, get a counterattack. Oh, I have them moaning after blues. I feel better, I know I will, but man, right now I just feel ill. Yeah, I have them moaning after blues. Mutiny, it's obvious. My body's angry with me. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Mutiny, it's obvious. My body's angry with me. Hey, I can't move, it's way past noon. There's nothing worse than self-inflicted wounds. Yeah, I've got, oh, I've got. Yeah, I've got, oh, I've got. Yeah, I've got, oh, I've got. Yeah, I have them moaning after blues.
I do like that.
Oh.
Oh, Dr. Duke Tomato. I may be a tomato, but I can get red pepper hot. His real name is Bill Fiorio, original member of the REO Speedwagon band, a blues man too, and he was one of the first guys to actually use a wireless mic and guitar pickup, and so he could wander through the crowd playing, well, everything was playing back on stage, basically, and as I say, his signature tune was I may be a tomato, but I can get red pepper hot. That's a track taken from his album from 5 years ago, You've Got the Problem and the Moaning After Blues. Okay, moving now to somebody who... This CD just arrived whilst I was away in Belize over the Christmas period. It's called Paul, P-A-U-L, and it comes from Paul Andrew Ulysses Lamb out of Detroit. And basically, I think it must have come out around about July or summer, sometime late or summer last year, because it's got the tour dates for October. And so why it's taken so long to get to me, I've got no idea. But anyway, I'm pleased it has arrived. Very much influenced by the music of Jimi Hendrix. The album is called Gunshot Lullaby, and here is a track which is called I Ain't Giving You Up.
Do
Name Paul Andrew Ulysses Lamb, hence the acronym P-A-U-L, Paul. His album, which came out last year, which is called Gunshot Lullaby. Sorry about that again. The mic's too low. You can hear the influences of Jimi Hendrix in there. There was also bits when I recognised bits of White Room from Cream in there too. And that's a track called I Ain't Giving You Up. Okay, The Raven and the Blues, where to now? We've got time for two more tracks on the show. Let's go to C6 Steve, his album, which came out last year, called Man from Another Time. Here's something which I think sums almost everything up, really, summing up our times anyway. It's called Happy to Have a Job.
All right, little cigar box. Stop what I'm doing. It's the lifeblood of me. I can't stop what I'm doing. It be the death of me. Oh, 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 Lord. Oh, 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 Lord. Oh, 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 Lord. It be the death of me. I'm here to tell you I mean what I do. When I'm working for you. I know it's yours who give me this job. I won't forget it, I swear to God. Cause I'm happy to have a job. I'm happy to have a job. Oh, I'm happy to have a job. Let me show you how happy I am. Listen on now. just before I go away. Wanna say I'll be flavor all long as I may. I know it's had my bread buttered on. That's over now, goodbye so long. Cause I'm happy to have a job. I'm happy to have a job. Oh, I'm happy to have a job. Yes, 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 I'm happy to have a job. I'm happy to have a job. I'm happy to have a job. I'm happy to have a job.
I think something we all echo. Happy to have a job. Even though it doesn't pay very well, I enjoy sitting here playing records for you. C6 Steve and his album from last year, Man From Another Time, and Happy to Have a Job. Okay, admin time now. Two things have happened whilst, well, quite a few things have happened whilst I was away in Belize. One is that I got my iPhone app. Thanks to Wizard Media, it all came good, but I couldn't promote it. And so if you have, rather than just sort of give out the numbers, I've got some special numbers to get you in, basically, to give you a sample of how it works. If you have an iPhone and would like to have the Raven and the Blues iPhone app, it's $1.99 to buy, but I've got some free vouchers, basically, to give away for the first five. So drop me an email, the first five, with an email saying, I have an iPhone, can I have a voucher? Please. And what it means is, it means you'll get the Raven and the Blues automatically every time there's a new program, every week, every Friday night UK time, or Saturday morning in Europe, or Friday afternoon in the States, depending on where you are in the world. You'll suddenly find your iPhone goes beep and there'll be a brand new Raven and Blues. And actually, if you haven't got an iPhone, you should still subscribe to the iTunes side of it, really, or to any other kind of RSS blogger, simply because instead of having to go to the website, as many of you do every week, every sort of weekend, this way it just comes automatically onto your computer, so you haven't got to be proactive at all. Once you've sort of said, I'd like the program, please, it just automatically gets downloaded. And again, you just click on the link on the Raven and the Blues page, which you'll find at raven.dj/R&B. The raven.dj site will have everything else you need to know about what I do and where I do it, and also links to the Belize blog and all the other bits too. If you'd like to drop me an email, it would be great to hear from you, wherever you are in the world. Dave@raven.dj. It's been a long and bloody week. I'm glad it's over, actually. I've enjoyed sitting here playing the records, but I need a bit of a break. I think my holiday in Central America was so active that my aged body is now rebelling, and I'm having difficulty getting up in the mornings. Anyway, I digress. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you've enjoyed the music on this week's show and can join me for something similar in 7 days' time. If you want to make a donation to keep the program running, I'd be gratefully received, basically. And again, you'll find that link on the Raven and the Blues page. Let's close with a track from an album which is new, but when I saw it, I thought, I've got this LP, CD. It's called Songs from the Road. And the reason why I was confused is that Songs from the Road is also the title of a Jeff Healey band album. After Jeff had died, they brought out his last really live album, really, called Songs from the Road. And this is somebody else who sadly has passed on, but much long ago, Luther Allinson. He died back in 97, and this is his last recording, basically, which was also on a DVD. So it's a combined album and DVD. It's not combined, you stupid boy. It's two. It's an audio CD and also a DVD of Luther Allinson on stage in, I think it's in Canada, Montreal, yes, in 1997. Let's close the show with the opening track on the album. It's called Cancel My Check. Wherever you are, have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
This evening. I don't think I heard that. Are you ready for the blues tonight? Gonna need a little monitors up here, please. How about it for the soul fixing man? Let's hear it for Luther Allinson. Come on, Luther. We'll be right back.
Coming back home.